Good evening, everybody. I hope everyone is doing very good. So tonight, I am talking about love. We're getting ready to hit Valentine's Day, and I figure it's a good time to talk about this topic of love. For those of you who are out there in a relationship, you know what it is to go up and down in your feelings for your partner, your love, your baby, your boo. For those of you who are single, you know what it is to look at them and say, be grateful you got that. It's all love. It's all good, right? Even if you are standing on the sidelines and not loving anybody in particular, you are still in love. You're in a loving space. You may not be sharing your love with another person, but you do have a very good idea of what you would share if you were. For those of you who are in a relationship, I wonder if a lot of people even really plan a lot around Valentine's Day. I mean, I know for real you really do. But if you have like a really laid back relationship, you may not be. You may be like, well, you know, it's going to be in the middle of the week. We'll check something out this weekend. You know, we've been together for a while. It's good as long as we spend some time. We got so much that we're doing. Let's just make sure that we catch up with each other. Let's just make sure that we keep our priorities focused and fit each other in. Like, how is that working for people right now? Because right now, so many people are pushing at major goals. So many people, couples in particular, are pushing at making things happen for themselves, like going for quantum leaps out here. You know what I mean? They're planning big trips. It could be planning to go to concerts. They could be doing so much. Or did they already put something, some time aside, put some money down, go set up a trip last year so that like people are getting ready to take off this weekend or this coming week so that they are ready to really enjoy the holiday of Valentine's Day and then roll into that weekend and maybe come back, you know, the following week and settle back into the normal routine. I just wonder, like, what is everybody doing for Valentine's Day? You know, I mean, I think it should be a time of love, no matter what your status is, single or in a relationship. Tell me what you think. Like, what are you doing? How do you feel? I'll be right back. And we're back. Now, of course, we know that there's an entire crew out here, a whole part of the world, a whole entire cross-section of people out here who are not celebrating this holiday. A lot of people are like, this is a Hallmark holiday. Why are we calling this a holiday? I'm not celebrating it. I always wonder about the person that's in the relationship with those people. Like, do they feel the same way? For real. Just asking. You know, I think that it is a very commercial holiday. It is something that was come up or it has been given a whole lot more attention as we move forward in this world of capitalism. As far as being able to capitalize on the dollars of those who would spend the money to make someone in their life feel special on this day, simply because everybody else around them is feeling special and they don't want to leave their partner out. So they're going to, you know, this the society that we live in is going to capitalize on those dollars. But does it really mean anything? Like, does anybody look into the customs around Valentine's Day, who Saint Valentine was? I mean, because they're actually quite interesting. You know, interesting stories around it. But a lot of people are just like, whatever. I don't care. I'm not celebrating that. But there are quite a few people that really get into it. We're going to talk about that next. We're going to talk about the different things that will be happening next week on February the 14th within relation to this holiday. I'll tell you right now, it has really skipped past those little hearts we used to get in school and little candy and little heart-shaped cards and what the carnations, I think, that everybody would order just before. It has really moved past that. But we're going to discuss it. All right. Be right back. I'm back. So, I did some research into the origins of Valentine's Day, and it's very interesting. You know, there was a feast that happened called the Feast of Lupercalia, or Lupercalia, where the men sacrificed a goat and a dog. Got very drunk, and I think the women volunteered, lined up, and were hit with the hides of the animals. And then after that, there was some type of coupling ceremony that went on, and from that, sometimes there was true love that happened, sometimes there wasn't, and it was just looked at as a night of frivolity and fun. Then, also, there are two men, both named Valentine, born on February 14th in different years of the 3rd century AD. I don't know that I really believe all of this, but it's interesting to find. It's very easy to find. Look it up on Google. The holiday is coming, and it is something that, as far back as I can remember as a kid, it was so important. Like I said, if you're in this part of the world, you may go into Rite Aid, Walgreens, CVS, Eckerd, and Target, Walmart. Of course, the special candy aisle of your neighborhood shopping store. It is blanketed with little red and white decorative items, cards, all the little multicolored candy hearts. There's going to be lots of heart-shaped chocolate going around. The bakeries are going to be running all kinds of specials on lovely cupcakes. They're going to sell a lot of them because people are going to actually request them for different parties and stuff like that. There are going to be a lot of parties where you're expected to wear red. This is a big thing in this part of the world when it comes to capitalism. Huge thing. But it's also, you know, it represents a remembering of a time when, for most of us, we were kids, and there were the little cards that were bought. Like, you know, you had your homeroom teacher or your main teacher as a child, and you would come to school with money to buy cards for someone. Carnations were bought, as I recall. And, of course, the obligatory heart-shaped pastel-colored candy that was always given out. It is something that we've all grown up with, and I haven't been in that type of environment in at least 30 years, okay? But it is definitely something that is coming. I expect that someone will blanket the front lobby of my office where I work at with all kinds of magenta things. There may be a whole gathering of balloons at the front just to be festive about this holiday that's coming. And so for a lot of people, it just means literally it's a capitalistic holiday. It's something else for us to rev up and spend our money on, because a lot of champagne is going to be sold. A lot of flowers are getting ready to be sold. A whole lot of dinner reservations are getting ready to be made. A whole lot of parties are in the process of getting catering ordered for it. You know, different people that are going to be bussing tables, or people that are going to be walking around carrying hors d'oeuvres. There are going to be DJs. This is like, especially it's a Thursday, it's going right into the weekend. This is going to be a big, you know, Valentine's Day weekend. You know, I'd imagine that a lot of resorts and things like that for couples in particular are setting up packages or have already set up packages, probably set them up last year. Like I mentioned, there are people that bought this stuff ahead of time and they are out. They are rolling out, honey. And I think it is very good. I would just wonder about how we all tap into this energy, because it is a big amount of loving energy and you can feel it around you. At least I can. Even when I'm not necessarily partaking, it is just, it's much like, in my opinion, Christmas without the religious connotation that is heavily put on Christmas. But it is huge. You can really feel, and I don't know if it's because of how much Christmas is about family and the emotional component, but you can really feel the emotional component and a mate, or lack thereof a mate, in this holiday coming. And so I just wonder, how is everyone coping with that? What are we doing? Are there also going to be different hotlines out here to help people cope with the fact that they don't have a mate, if it's really bothering them? I do hope so. When I come back, I will have any type of hotline numbers that I can find to help people that want to actually tap into the energy of healing, and they don't want to be by themselves at night and they just want to talk to someone, because I'm very certain that hotlines are set up for that also on Valentine's Day. So this holiday brings up a whole lot of different emotions, a gamut of emotions, and not all of it is about coupledom. Not all of it is about self-love. Not all of it is about feeling great. How do we all deal with it? Hopefully in a very whole, healing, and satisfying way. I'll be right back. And we're back. Another topic to gently approach, but to definitely approach, is the issue of mental well-being during the time of this holiday. As I mentioned in my last recording, this is a holiday that has the feel of people being able to feel like they are left out because they emotionally have not linked with someone who would be a mate for them. It is very important that at this time we find wholeness in ourselves. The constant message from the media right now, and I'm sure social media right now, is that Valentine's Day means you must have a mate. And the reality is that not everybody has a mate. Not everyone is with that special someone. And sometimes you have a mate and you simply cannot be with them for whatever particular reason. It is sometimes during that moment, during the holiday, that moment of vulnerability, that people need to know that they are not alone and that they can talk to someone about what they feel about this holiday and what pressures they feel that they are under, be they imagined or be they real. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline provides a telephone number that is staffed 24 hours, 7 days a week, day or night, where you will get a real person that will help you through a time of crisis if you need it. That telephone number is 1-800-273-TALK, or 1-800-273-8255. I mention this because I realize that holidays such as this one, and as I mentioned in the last recording, also Christmas, tend to really make people feel sometimes isolated when they're among a whole bunch of people. Meaning the whole day has gone and you've heard the Valentine's Day thing and maybe you're going home and you're going to be by yourself and that it's too much to cope with. This is a hotline that you can call where you will not be by yourself and you can talk to someone and they will put you in touch with resources beyond the phone call with them that you can tap into to use from that point going forward. So when Thursday, February 14th comes, please have a plan of wholeness for yourself where you are finding a way to celebrate this day no matter what. That even means if you have a mate, because sometimes people are tired. Sometimes they let you down because they're just not feeling it. They have a bad day at work and you are all up and rearing and ready to go and they can't get beyond it. Sometimes there's something going on within the family that makes it hard for them to focus on romance and the idea of this holiday at all. Anything can make it so that people need someone to talk to. So once again, that telephone number is 1-800-273-TALK or 1-800-273-8255. With that, this is Dylan on the Run. Everybody have a very good holiday. Be safe out here. Enjoy your life. Peace.